Turning our attention now to the ASX. Here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by West African iron ore explorer Arrow Minerals, ASX code AMD. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the Managing Director of Arrow Minerals, Hugh Bressard. Hi, Hugh.
Hi, Matt.
Okay, so Arrow Minerals has been running geophysics, mapping, rock chip sampling and other preliminary activities at its Simandou North iron ore project in Guinea in West Africa. The work is designed to laser target the impending maiden drill program at the project. Arrow holds 33% of it and has the right to move to just over 60%, a move that is looking increasingly likely after the company recently tabled a series of rock chip samples at grades that would easily grab the attention of WA's Pilbara iron ore miners. Okay, Hugh, you got a swag of higher grade rock chips from the project that assayed up really well. What were the best of them and how many showed really good grades?
Oh, thanks, Matt. No, we got 9 samples from our rock chip samples that reported over 64% iron, which is pretty phenomenal, and it also came in with low silica and low phos. So the advantage of that is obvious, you know, those that know the iron market are brilliant results, and they compare very well to other known deposits in the Simandou area.
Okay, so how many other samples had colour in them? Were many others mineralised?
Of the samples we collected, we ended up with 21 in total being over 58%, which is the head grade that comes out of the Pilbara. So we're pretty excited by this. I think we're right on top of a key ironstone formation here.
Not too many new discoveries up in the Pilbara, so it could get interesting. How many drill targets have you got at this project? What are the best of them and why?
We've processed our geophysics and that's highlighted 5 areas of significant interest for us, with the geology on top of that highlighting where we're seeing girthite hematites on surface. And now with this latest round of rock chip sampling, we've highlighted 2 very key areas where we're seeing a cluster of 65% and 58% iron overlaying the magnetic signatures and the favourable geology. So we've got 2 key areas that we really want to focus in on and get to drill testing as soon as we can.
What's the region like generally as an iron ore address and what other sizeable iron ore deposits are around?
So Simandou's been around since about 1997. It was first discovered by Rio. It's an extensive range of ironstone formations that extend about 120 kilometres. We've got the northern component of it. But to the south of us, you've got Rio Tinto that has about 2.8 billion tonnes at 65.8% iron, which they're starting to move towards production at the moment. And then also just next to us, we have Winning Corporation, which have about 1.8 billion tonnes at 65.5% iron. So it's a major iron ore province and there's major infrastructural development underway at the moment, or starting again shortly, to put in rail and port facilities to service the area.
Hugh Bressard from Arrow Minerals, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.